This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're into hour number two. The story just went live on InfoWars.com. Thank you for joining us. Ranking.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Breaking. Octagonal, I guess that's the shape of a stop sign, object shot down over Lake Huron. It's on InfoWars.com. Breaking right now with members of Congress saying they've been in contact with the DOD regarding it. Look, this is the U.S. going to war with Russia and China ahead of the Russian offensive. It's not aliens. It's a very, very serious situation. And I've talked a lot about Nord Stream 2 and how all this other news has been distracting from that. But Tucker Carlson did a great job on Friday night explaining what's really going on with the Nord Stream pipeline being blown up. An act of war against the population. And an act of war against Russia. And the fact that Biden would brag about it and then deny he'd done it is next level. So we're going to play this clip and come back. U.S. military shoots down octagonal flying object near Canadian border. Two U.S. officials speaking of condition of anonymity told Reuters the military had shot down the object. That's the biggest paper in Canada. That's the National Post. Story is also on InfoWars.com. Please share the article and get it out to everyone you know. That's how we reach new people. Hey, Alex Jones is live on air right now covering another object shot down. People are like, ooh, they'll tune in, and then they hear the truth, and then we continue on in the information war. You are the key to this fight. On this live Sunday broadcast, when we came in to cover all this as it continues to accelerate, and Owen Schroyer is coming up in about 55 minutes. Let's go to that Tucker Carlson report.
So before the war in Ukraine even began, both Toria Nuland at the State Department, the number two at the State Department, and Joe Biden threatened to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. Watch.
I want to be clear with you today. If Russia invades Ukraine, one way or another, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
But how will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
So then the pipelines actually blew up. These are the pipelines that bring natural gas from Eastern Europe to Western Europe to keep the European economy going. And they exploded, causing the single largest human-caused environmental disaster in all of history. And again, setting Europe on the road to actual poverty. So it was an unpopular event, and Joe Biden denied any responsibility. In fact, he blamed Russia. Joe Biden and his whole administration told us that somehow Russia, for reasons they never make clear, just because they're evil, had sabotaged their own energy pipeline. Watch this.
It was a deliberate act of sabotage, and now the Russians are pumping out disinformation and lies.
So that was in September, and it was obvious from the very first day, well, that's not true. It's not that Vladimir Putin is too good a person to blow up Nord Stream, but, like, why would he? It only hurts him. And by the way, it really hurts Western Europe. But a lot of media outlets repeated that lie dutifully. That's what they do, and attacked us as Putin stooges for having questions about it. Well, we know a lot more now. There have been a number of official investigations of what happened, and not one has found any evidence of Russian involvement. And now we have the actual answer to what happened. Oh, the Biden administration did it. For real. Investigative reporter Seymour Hersh, who's been around for more than 50 years, just wrote a piece on Substack that includes this. Quote, last June, the Navy divers, U.S. Navy divers, operating under the cover of a widely publicized midsummer NATO exercise known as Ball Tops 22, planted remotely triggered explosives that 3 months later destroyed three of the four Nord Stream pipelines, according to a source with direct knowledge of the operational planning. Now, this piece continues. It's probably the most comprehensive news story you will read this year. Seymour Hersh on Substack, you should read it. And it recounts in detail meetings with the National Security Advisor at the White House, where this was planned, exactly what explosives were used, how they were triggered, by what aircraft, on what day. So many details in here that it is not possible that it's not true. It is true. And in fact, no one at a high level in the U.S. government is denying it with any specificity. Instead, the White House is just dismissing this.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we're into hour number two. Some major news just broke. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's also in the National Post. Also being picked up by CNN. U.S. shoots down octagonal, that's the shape of a stop sign, flying object near Canadian border using F-16s. Here's what we know. A senior U.S. official said the object had an octagonal structure with no discernible payload. A senior administration official said, on condition of anonymity, the United States has no indication the object posed a military threat or had surveillance capabilities. The object was recently detected over Montana, prompting the closure of U.S. airspace, the official said, but then it made its way all the way from there to the Michigan-Canadian border. This marks the fourth unidentified flying object that has been destroyed near the North America this month, flying over North America, straining U.S. relations with China. And it goes on from there. Here's the CNN headline, object shot down near Lake Huron. Pentagon confirms F-16 fighter jet shot down an airborne object over Lake Huron. Canada confirmed that as well. Breaking octagon-shaped aircraft shot down over Lake Huron by U.S. Air Force. Here's the InfoWars headline, breaking octagonal object shot down over Lake Huron. But what's really being shot down is our immune system and our medical rights and the ownership of our body and the target of our children with these poison shots all over the world, including here in the United States. But now we're looking up the sky for all these balloons and other craft that have always been up there for the last few decades with private corporations, governments, you name it, flying around above the regular air travel that goes up to 40,000 feet. And if you think that's surveillance, you don't think about the satellites. And I'm not poo-pooing that isn't important, but why is it coming out now? China says they went after a UFO right around U.S. war drills by Taiwan today. All hell is breaking loose, ladies and gentlemen. Now, they just had more drills this week in several cities and last week, with black helicopters flying around and attacking buildings they covertly leased and troops coming out of the sky. And if you talked about it in the past, they'd say, oh, there weren't any black helicopters here, even though one time, several times, we went and caught it on tape in Texas. They were doing it so much in the mid-1990s. They'd say on the news, Jones is crazy. There's no such thing as black helicopters. Later, they admitted the whole thing. So it's the same thing. This is all covert operations going on, and it shows how much closer to all-out war we are with Russia and China, and it's that threat escalation as we go up the ladder. As I covered at the start of the first hour, there's so much hype going on in the corporate media that these are flying saucers, these are aliens. And that is ridiculous. I'm not saying that stuff doesn't exist in some way or sometime, but almost always it is a governmental operation. And all these major countries have a lot of hidden stuff. You got to ask, why is it suddenly getting shot down? It's because we're going into a war footing against China. And during Trump, they didn't tell him. And before that, with Obama, they let these things fly all over the United States. But it is true that Trump administration had these flying above the U.S., knew about it, did nothing because Trump was not told. That's now confirmed. which is the treason of Milley and all of them in the White House for the 4 years of Trump. Trump was not aware of it and obviously would have done something about it. So this is a big, big deal. Not because these things are new, but because they're now being targeted. That tells you that they have turned the page towards even greater levels of escalation as Russia prepares to invade with thousands of more tanks, thousands of more helicopters, and 500,000 troops. Preparing the new invasion is imminent. I believe they will launch the attack before the holiday. That's what it is now. The Russia date is like a holiday for Ukraine, a holiday in Russia, a big date to look at. And maybe because the intel is the Russians are about to invade, maybe they'll wait till after. I don't know. But the ground will thaw. It'll be very, very hard for the Russians to move forward if that is the case. And I've been reading reports out of Russia and even reports out of the U.S. that basically agree with each other that this is almost like trench warfare in World War One, where it's wave after wave of troops killing each other, hundreds of thousands of dead Ukrainian troops and other mercenaries that came to join the fight, and soldiers of fortune, and then hundreds of thousands of dead Russian troops. This is a real war, like the Korean War, and it is extremely, extremely probable that this is going to continue to escalate on up to the highest levels of threat and responses. And we'll be here covering it. You know, I could have stayed home tonight. I'm not a hero. I just am not interested in the Super Bowl. Though if I sat down and started eating barbecue and watching a football game, I like football as much as the next person. But how do you do that when all hell's breaking loose and every broadcast we're on air is so precious? And the enemies of freedom are all over the controlled news saying, we want Alex Jones off air. We want to silence Alex Jones. Well, should I silence myself then and then just sit there and shove barbecue in my mouth and watch a bunch of anti-American propaganda ads and leftist garbage and Pfizer commercials? And I'm not mad at you if you're watching the Super Bowl. The point is, though, we got lured into bread and circuses, lured into all these distractions, and that's why we're in so much trouble now, because we don't have our priorities straight. Owen Schroyer got into talk radio as a sportscaster, was already successful by the age of 20, already hosting shows. But he woke up to the New World Order, didn't even know about it, and then became a leading light in the fight against it. He'll be here coming up in about 48 minutes from now to host Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m., and I know, take your phone calls. I've not been taking calls tonight because I got a lot more news I need to get to, and there's so much breaking here, but I know that Owen will be taking phone calls. This is, I know, Owen, 6 p.m. Central. And I've been trying to get better at taking phone calls. During the weekday show, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., I've been taking a lot of them. Harrison Smith always takes them, but we do need to also take time out to cover the news. Though callers always take us in interesting directions and are incredibly, incredibly informative. Now, let's get back into the censorship that's coming out. And I'm going to end this hour with a special report that's really chronicled this. But this is a big deal because we told you this in 2016. Obama signed the Defense Authorization Act of 2017, his last major legislative act, spending billions of dollars to call the American people Russians and turn the CIA and other agencies loose on us. And so big tech is just the enforcer of this, along with dinosaur media. The ruling class wanted to run America in the ground. America had woken up. America was taking their country back with Trump. Not that he's perfect, but that he was a manifestation of that. And that's why they hate Trump so much, because they hate you so much. The first thing Biden did when he got in was put out a new threat assessment saying it's not jihadis, it's not MS-13, it's not the Chi-Coms, it's not the Russians. The big threat are people that have opposition to COVID measures or don't like lockdowns or forced injections, claims of election fraud, believe Trump to be reinstated, or the 9/11 anniversary, or religious holidays. Now we have all these articles out demonizing Catholics of all people, and these internal FBI documents that came out where they're saying the main threat is Orthodox Catholics, who are one of the most nonviolent groups out there statistically. It's just disgusting. But there's a civil war going on inside the Catholic Church for its heart and soul with this leftist pope trying to overturn every Catholic canon. You can say, well, Catholic Church isn't perfect. Well, no Christian institution in America has been perfect or anywhere in the world since Christ came along. The Orthodox Church isn't perfect. And I'm not a Catholic. I'm on the Orthodox Church. I'm not an evangelical. I'm not a Baptist. I am a follower of Christ. Doesn't mean I'm perfect, but I love Jesus. And I know that the Bible's really happening and the Mark of the Beast and all of it. And I've got a whole stack of articles here that I just had before I went to break, and then now I moved them around. But I'll find all my stuff on the persecution of Catholics. I mean, it's all over the news. You see it there. But this is just crazy that while all this is going on, they're saying right-wingers the number one threat. And out of the right-wingers, traditionalist Catholics are the main threat. I mean, imagine our government is openly saying that, but so is the Pope. The Pope is attacking real Catholics. That's really what they are. And in Israel, they go after the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox Jews and CPS their kids and force inject them. Why are they going after Orthodox people? Why is Zelensky going after the Orthodox Church in Ukraine? Because they are old school and aren't globalist controlled, and they represent what's left of the original people that are faithful. Okay? That's what's going on. We all need to band together as real Christians with the Bible.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Sitting down, you know, in the 1950s or something, and they were wondering, you know, I wonder what is going to take place over the next 20 years. And if you think about, you know, the Kennedy assassination is coming, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Vietnam, the hippie explosion, psychedelia, all the rest of it. I mean, it is impossible to predict. The concept of deep events that Professor Scott came up with, and we've seen deep events. The deep events are caused by a group, the deep state in this case. So like a Iran-Contra or the 2008 financial crisis where they said, you know, if you don't give us all that money out of the Treasury, there's going to be martial law to the Congress people. The COVID operation, Iran-Contra, 9/11, things of this nature. Those are deep events. And what happens is this group that is working side by side with us comes in, the covert group comes in, they do some kind of deep event to get a policy change across the board, sometimes worldwide, and then they step back and they leave all the rubble of what they've done, and people look for the trails back to, you know, I mean, actually, most of the time people just get on with their lives and are just like, well, I don't know what just happened, but I'm going to try to deal with it. But the tracks lead back somewhere. And so another deep event is coming. The UFO file and the UFO threat being the deep event for me is in the cards, and I feel like it's pretty close. So therefore, when I see this kind of activity and I see the continuity of government players up front as the front people for it, talking about it and also creating spin about, oh, hey, we didn't know, you know, the balloons escaped our sensors and stuff. No way. No way. I know that they're lying. So that is unnerving, and it lets me know that their timetable is afloat, you know. It's a way.
That's Dark Journalist. That's what he goes by. Dead on. The deep state needs a crisis. And I've said it's cyber attacks, wars, or it could be the fake alien invasion. And certainly they're hyping that now at fever pitch. So continuing, U.S. State Department funding secret disinformation crusade to blacklist conservatives. It's all public now in Congress. Germany pressures Twitter to commit to censorship law. So does the UN. See how we're under world government already? We have the tyrannical clown show population coming up in the last segment of this hour. We're going to be pairing. And remember what happened to Laura Loomer and myself and Paul Watson and nine others. Nine others in April of 2020. The globalist-controlled Facebook came out and said there are now people called dangerous individuals. There's only 12 of them on the earth. They weren't Chinese dictators or North Korean dictators or... No, it wasn't Hunter Biden. It was Alex Jones, Laura Loomer, Paul Joseph Watson, Gab McGinnis, Louis Farrakhan, and a few others. And they said in the document, we have a shot of it here, that you are allowed to call for violence against them. The original rule was we're all banned, and if you say something positive, you can be banned. Their new rule, which they pulled down in about 2 days after this, was that you could call for our death. Well, she's filed a lawsuit over that. It's actually moving ahead. Facebook Inc. asked the Miami federal judge to throw out a lawsuit by conspiracy theorist Laura Loomer. Well, we went to Congress and told them this 4 years ago. It's all been proven right. Saying her ban under the dangerous individuals and organizations policy wasn't defamatory because reasonable minds can disagree about whether she's dangerous. But they use that designation to set the government on her and put her on all sorts of government harassment list. While Ms. Loomer may not believe she is dangerous or that she promotes hate, others disagree and demonstrate by her admission that online platforms have widely banned her. Oh, because they all, tech giant says, because they all worked in concert, that's okay. Because there was a consensus. Because there's a consensus that we should euthanize the young people and the depressed and the anorexic and the old. Daily Mail, New York Times. Meanwhile, they're not just shipping in fentanyl, dissolving the borders, brainwashing our children. They're defunding the police in all these critical areas and crime's exploding. Hands off D.C. Local reporter upset GOP voted against Capitol soft on crime bill. Republicans are demanding answers after DOJ, FBI attempted to label Catholics as potential terrorists. We said they were the main threat. Townhall.com. This is out of the French news, French 24. Pope Francis faces civil war at heart of the church as he tries to ban the Latin Mass and more. What's the FBI say is bad? Latin Mass. All words are bad that are old. All things that are tradition are evil. You must accept the new tradition. The new tradition. Smithsonian is about to get a brutal lesson in constitutional rights as they kicked out Catholic students for wearing pro-life hats. You can wear your drag queen pedophile time hat. You can do that, but you can't wear a hat in a public building paid for by the people that they don't like. A dreadful coincidence. A second New Jersey council member is shot dead in their car, but officials don't think they're linked. And Democrats say crime dropped, even though the FBI took over 900 cities last year off the crime database to claim that. Representative Angel Craig assaulted in D.C. apartment building. I mean, this is just every day. This is just pouring out examples of all of this. And it gets crazier and crazier and crazier. I want to talk about the shutoff of our energy and the rollout of the new digital currency that isn't imminent. It's happening now in the next segment. We've also got a James O'Keefe update for you. And what we thought was going on is happening. It is a coup against him for the great work he's done. And I want to play a clip that's 30-something years old. A very great man. And that's Fletcher Prouty talking about the plan to shut off your energy and more. That is coming up on the other side. Please don't forget we're listener and viewer supported. It's a win-win situation. We bring you great products that enrich and empower your life and those of your family and friends and others. And you get a great response. So you buy them again. And then we get to stay on the air because we're funded by viewers and listeners, not by big corporations, not by billionaires, not by the New World Order. So I want to encourage everybody before the sale ends, we've extended it for a week, but it's got to end, to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get things like PainMD. This is a national brand put out by a great company. They're the listeners. It's already a bestseller that they let us private label, give you discounted prices. PainMD, great for your joints, bones, all sorts of pain. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, part of the InfoWars Platinum line. Also, 1776 testosterone boost naturally helps you hold on to your natural testosterone and transport into your cells. It really, really works well. The libido end of it alone lets you know how serious it is. Everybody, especially those above 40, should be taking it. 1776 testosterone boost, and it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com as well. And then nitric boost. You saw Dr. Mikovits talk about what a great brand this is when she saw the ingredients. All the key natural ingredients you need to increase nitric oxide in your blood that's so good for blood health and cardiovascular health. It's available discounted at InfoWarsStore.com and dozens of other products up to 50% off, but it's got to end tomorrow. We'll still have a sale going, but not as wide as this. So please keep us on air and get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com, nitric boost, 1776 testosterone boost, PainMD and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and Ultimate Bone Broth is finally back in stock.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, so whether you're in Japan, whether you're in China, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in the United States or Canada, all the big private central banks that masquerade as government bodies, same groups own it, they have been saying that they're going to roll out a new digital currency, but they need a big event to collapse the regular currency, and then the new digital currency will be around while the old currency is still around, and they'll phase that one out. But the new one will be accepted at all the big stores and places. All the old currency, starting with cash, will not be. And these central bank digital currencies will track everything you do, control what you do. We've talked about it ad nauseum. It's the holy grail of control. So I always talk about the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Foundations are the main ones that run the CIA and run the policy pretty much of most of the world. And Hillary was just speaking there, saying we need to weaponize global warming. We need to bring in this new cashless digital currency to fight climate change. That cash hurts the earth. not just your cows, not just your children, but just living is bad, and paper money is bad, and just we got to cut trees down to cut the carbon. I mean, this is just a total war on reality. Here is the deputy head of the Clinton Foundation, the globalist monster herself, morphing into George Soros, pushing this evil agenda.
So today, I am proud to announce that the Clinton Global Initiative, started by my husband, will work closely with SEWA and with our partners, the American India Foundation, the Adrian Arsh Rockefeller Foundation Resilience Center, the Desai Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, and the Algorand Foundation, to launch a $50 million global climate resilience fund for women. This fund will empower women and your communities to have access to resources that will make you more resilient to the effects of climate change, like extreme heat. It will also help provide new livelihoods and educational opportunities, and provide the kind of transition we see here today. You're using the solar panels to fuel the work in the salt pans, then you take the solar panels home to provide electricity in your villages and even provide it to the grid. I also want to connect you with global carbon markets so that you...
Yeah, you'll only be allowed to spend the digital money where they say, and it's directly tied to this global environmental governance. You can read the whole article with the initiative they're pushing. It's on InfoWars.com by Jamie White, and it lays out banning cash and bringing in this new digital system. And the good news is humanity's rejecting this. The bad news is Bill Gates just put in $50 million a week ago. All these big global foundations are kicking in money to basically force the adoption of this, and already farmers across the world are deciding not to plant crops and being given carbon money instead, which can only be traded on these carbon exchanges. So they're trying to bring these in right now. Okay. I want to talk about this. Climate change activist goes rogue, releasing mini volcanoes to cool atmosphere, MSN.com. And it's really a group funded by the UN and Bill Gates, saying the earth is so bad we need to do strategic aerosolized spraying with sulfur dioxide and other things in the air to cool the earth, something they've already been doing. But it doesn't really cool the earth. It manipulates weather patterns for total control. But they always say, oh, we're bringing out global cashless society for poor women in Africa. Oh, you got little small groups creating fake artificial volcanoes to save the earth, terraforming, geoengineering. Oh, it's little groups doing it. It's little groups doing it. But they give them the money, and they're just the front groups for all this crazy mad scientist control. Now, let's go back to when oil was just first being discovered and brought forward by the Rockefellers and others. I. Fletcher Prouty was one of the top colonels who ran black ops and overthrew more than a dozen governments in the famous JFK movie that's more like a documentary than a Hollywood film. There's a character in there played by Peter Sutherland who's there talking to Jim Garrison. That's really who gave him how Kennedy was killed and why the movie's so accurate and why people knew what really happened. But Prouty was so smart, he was in with the top people but didn't agree with what they were doing as he got older and went public against it. Prouty explains why they're telling you oil isn't plentiful when they now know oil wells almost everywhere after a few years start filling back up. The earth is just full of it. There's so much of it, it's crazy. It's like they've discovered enough coal to run all the civilization we have for more than 10,000 years and a clean way to burn it. So we don't have an energy problem, but they want you to think there is an energy problem. So here's a documentary in the early 1990s that he was in talking about this incredible reality.
You mentioned in one of your last talks that petroleum wasn't what we thought it was, that it wasn't a fossil fuel, that it didn't come from fossil animals.
Yeah.
Is it just a mineral? Is it a mineral like any other mineral? What would you say? What's the origin of
it? You see,
When they first found petroleum, because they were beginning to make motors and needed it on axles or wheels on railroad trains and all that sort of thing, and remember, trains started in the beginning of the 19th century, then oil went from just a lubricant to a fuel, and it made it valuable. And Rockefeller happened to be the smartest man in the business at the time, but he made most of his money, or much of it, off the transport of the petroleum as well as selling it. But one thing they realized was, because oil is putting a price on oil is like putting a price on a pail of water. You know, no initial cost. It's in the ground, and in those days they were some of it almost what you'd call surface mining the oil. They didn't go down deep. So in order to get the price up, they hit on the idea that they would have to make it appear to be scarce. After we take the next few barrels out, we're probably going to have to close as well. You know, that kind of thing. But a very fortuitous event. In 1892, there was a convention in Geneva of scientists to determine what organic substances are. Well, the definition of organic is a substance with hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon. And so it's usually a living substance, a tree. You analyze a dead tree, hydrogen, carbon, and oxygen. And grass and so on, living things, animals, we are hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon. So at this Geneva Convention, Rockefeller took advantage of sending some scientists over who said oil, petroleum, is hydrogen, oxygen, and carbon. Therefore, it must be derived from the spoiling, the rotting of formerly living matter. And playing the game properly, when this scientific convention was over, they defined oil as a residue from formerly living matter.
And he goes on to say in the film, which we all know to be true now, that they did this to make it sound like oil is artificially running out. Or it's really running out, but they're really artificially creating scarcity to control people, and they don't give you new technologies that actually bridge it that are better. All these battery-driven systems are hundreds of times more toxic with the mining and all. Just total nightmares. That's not denied. And it's not sustainable, but they want a post-industrial world. They've been on record. That's what they want. And the moment we've all got to reach here, not just our audience of great people, but those that serve the system, you better learn about how the world really works. You better learn about the globalist plans for you and your family. You better learn about their master plans and their program for you and not just sit there like a spectator, because this system will destroy you and your children. We warned you of this decades ago. Fletcher Prouty warned you 30, 40 years ago. He was a top insider. Now you're living what these people warned us about. That's how I know all this stuff. People like Fletcher Prouty, he was one of the granddaddies of it all. Exposing the whole agenda, he was at the top level with them. He knows all of it. He knew all of it. So you don't get ahead working with these people. You get destroyed. They always give you a little chicken feed to sign on, but it's like mouse cheese on the mousetrap. It kills you. Not going to have to wait for the tyranny. Now you're in it, folks. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality Chicken-based bone broth you're going to find with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Segment, the No Destroyer, for 2 hours, covers the news and takes your calls. Yeah, we're not watching the Super Bowl, folks, because it doesn't matter. The future matters, and we're so close to beating these people. The globalists admit they're in deep trouble, so I'm not going to sit on my butt while these people win. I want to thank you all for your support, your word of mouth, and your prayer. ConspiracyFact.info is just a simple page that has a live feed of my show and Owen's show and the other great InfoWars shows. I suggest you share the link, ConspiracyFact.info. And, of course, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and Band.Video, not just for my films, but in documentaries and reports and live shows, but hundreds of other Band contributors off the Internet. You can find them all at Band.Video. And one exciting thing is so many of those Band people in the last 3 years, 4 years that were on Band.Video get back on Twitter. They're not lovingly pushing people back at Band.Video. We're getting a ton of traffic from that, saying, hey, see my full report here, see my channel here, see what we're covering here in case we get banned again. That is so smart. Use the big establishment platforms to plug alternative platforms like InfoWars.com and Rumble and Gab and Parler and so many of the other great, amazing sites that are there. I want to air a John Bowne compilation put together from this week's insane Twitter hearings. And again, this all goes for the other big tech as well. Twitter was the lowest level of the big tech. It's still big, but it's the little guy on the totem pole. Imagine what is in the Facebook documents. Well, that's coming out in the Google documents and the Apple documents and the Spotify documents. I mean, all that stuff's starting to come out. So here's this extended report. He doesn't normally do 8.5-minute, 9-minute reports. We're going to air this report. Then we're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Owen Schroyer and Sunday Night Live. If a local station isn't carrying it, ask them to, but anybody can find it on the satellite or at InfoWars.com/show or conspiracyfact.info. So be great, Info Warriors. Share that link now. Here is John Bowne's report.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you are about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Let the record show that the witnesses all answered in the affirmative.
The fired, treasonous clowns of Twitter faced the truth and their accusers at a Republican Majority House Oversight Committee.
I did not act unlawfully or otherwise inappropriately in any manner with respect to Hunter Biden's laptop.
While I was at Twitter, the company never lost sight of its deep commitment to promoting and defending free expression around the world.
In nearly 8 years at Twitter, I worked in and led a division called Trust and Safety. The gray area of this work, though, is when trust and safety teams have to make decisions about so-called lawful but awful material. Content that may be legal in many jurisdictions, but isn't something most people would want to experience. Unrestricted free speech, paradoxically, results in less speech, not more. And it was our job in trust and safety to try to strike an appropriate balance.
Every day, we had to decide whether a particular piece of content equated to yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Well, Mr. Roth, did you write this tweet?
I regret the language that I used in some of my former tweets, but yes, I did post that.
Yes, that person in the pink hat is clearly a bigger threat to your brand of feminism than actual Nazis in the White House. Mr. Roth, do you think all conservatives are Nazis?
Certainly not, sir.
Did Ms. Gaddy or any other lawyer at Twitter ever tell you to take down that tweet?
No, Twitter did not have a practice of restricting employees sharing their personal viewpoints on the service.
Twitter placed ads from U.S. companies, including Amazon, Disney, McDonald's, and on the Twitter accounts of the Taliban news organization, and their spokespersons and their senior leaders, Ms. Gaddy. Did Twitter make money off placed ads on Taliban Twitter accounts on August 26, 2021, when 13 U.S. men and women died in a suicide bombing?
I have no knowledge of this matter.
Unexpectedly, the hearing experienced a dubious power outage. When order out of chaos had been restored, Democrats rallied to essentially protect their donor class cabal in Silicon Valley, no matter the damage or violation it represented towards the Republic.
And we should be talking about the threats to our democracy. That's the real threat, not an old article that seemingly couldn't reach the viewership it sought through its own platform to disparage and attempt to skew the election in favor of a twice-impeached former president who lost a secure and fair election.
You stated that Donald Trump described his own tweets as little missiles. Why did that stick in your mind?
Yes, the quote that you're referring to, I don't remember exactly what news article that it was in, but it was a news article that I had read in which the former president said that he likes to send out his tweets like little missiles. To me, that sounded exactly like weaponization of a platform in his own words, and yet Twitter was not concerned.
Free speech is about the government limiting speech around the about the public. My governor, Ron DeSantis, is doing that right now. I have a venue in my district that he's revoking the liquor license of, trying to close because they had a drag show.
They want the ability to inject this again. So they've dragged a social media platform here in Congress. They're weaponizing the use of this committee so that they can do it again. We could be talking about abortion rights, civil rights, voting rights, but instead we're talking about Hunter Biden's half-fake laptop story.
While Republicans bore down on the ugly truth, uncovering layers of manipulation by a deep state unleashing its control over American free speech.
The reason that we've had this hearing is because the laptop has been mislabeled by many in the mainstream media as being Russian disinformation.
Apparently the views of a Stanford doctor are disinformation to you people. So my first question this morning of Ms. Gaddy, may I ask of you, where did you go to medical school? I did not go to medical school. I'm sorry? I did not go to medical school. That's what I thought.
You, ladies and gentlemen, interfered with the United States of America 2020 presidential election, knowingly and willingly. That's the bad news. It's going to get worse. Because this is the investigation part. Later comes the arrest part.
As the questioning continued, the ex-executives gradually revealed that either they were lying to Congress, which could land them each up to 5 years in prison, or the real culprits behind the scenes had not yet been called as witnesses.
Who advocated for the removal of the New York Post story?
The company's decision to treat it as a violation.
Mr. Roth, who at the company actually went over your recommendation? Because you're pretty high up. Who overrode you?
The decision was communicated to me by my direct supervisor.
Who was that person?
Her name was Del Harvey.
Mr. Matt Taibbi, a respected reporter who published much of the Twitter file, said, quote, Twitter's contact with FBI was constant and pervasive, as if it were a subsidiary. Now, I want to better understand why he would suggest that. Mr. Roth, while at Twitter, how many meetings did you have with the FBI?
I couldn't say for sure, but
more than 10?
That's a reasonable estimate. I couldn't say for sure.
And as CNN and others celebrated the Democrats' position, it became abundantly clear that there is no end in sight for the Democrats and Mockingbird Media's campaign of learned helplessness foisted upon the American people. Republican Representative Anna Luna's SmackDown rewarded her with a sloppy propaganda hit piece hastily thrown together by the Mockingbird Media CIA hub, The Washington Post.
Their undertone of their article was incredibly racist. They tried to undercut my Hispanic heritage. They even spoke to my mother and did report a lot of what she was posting. So the Washington Post is compost, and they should do better.
Can you explain to me why the federal government would ever have interest in communicating through Jira, mind you, a private cloud server, with social media companies without oversight to censor American voices? I want to let you know that this is a violation of the First Amendment, and the federal government is colluding with social media companies to censor Americans. A screenshot behind me, which is an example of one of thousands, shows on November 3rd, 2020, that you, Mr. Roth, a Twitter employee, were exchanging communications on Jira, a private cloud server, with CISA, NASS, NASED, and Alex Stamos, who now works at Stanford and is a former security officer at Facebook, to remove a posting. Do you now remember communicating on a private cloud server to remove a posting?
I wouldn't agree with the characterization.
I don't care if you agree. This is your stuff. Yes or no, did you communicate with a private entity, the government agency, on a private cloud server, yes or no?
The question was if I
could. Yes or no? Yeah, I'm on time. Yes or no?
Ma'am, I don't believe I can give you a yes or no.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now that you did, and we have proof of it.
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Chair.
Yeah, I just want to call to the attention of the chair and members.
I feel like, yes,
you're getting awfully close to witness intimidation.
What is the committee's policy around threatening a witness? Around the rules of decorum, can we agree that threatening a witness comes close to broaching general decorum? It does broach general decorum of the committee.
With all due respect, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez, we don't agree that there was any witness threatening.
Meanwhile, a myriad of websites suspiciously went down simultaneously on the day of this Twitter hearing. Was it possible that somewhere someone was very nervous and that a blow had been struck against the hull of the New World Order? John Bound reporting.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.